Thank you, Ken. Good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. Welcome to our Sunday service, our weekly gathering. We'll begin our gathering as we always do. Our music maestro, Lynn Johnson, will play us a song while we greet one another on the board. So, Lynn, I am letting go of the mic for you.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic, awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here, melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love. Memory, dawn is breaking, waves are coming in, everybody here, standing in wonder, beneath the rain and the thunder, rising in love. Chidananda, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Satchidananda.
Thank you, Lynn. We will start with our statement of purpose. We are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols. We seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. And then I will read you our order of service indicates that we are to pick a core value we have five core values, and we're to pick a core value that our talk will reflect upon. And I have two this morning. The first is core value number one. We trust everyone is led by unique inner guidance to one experience called awakening, which is realization of one true self. We live this value by supporting one another on different paths of awakening. And also core value number five, we accept all forms as temporary appearances permitted through enduring awareness of self. We live this value by honoring all appearances and all experiences while continually reflecting on changeless truth. Thank you, Ken, for posting those. And now our announcements. Registration is now open for introduction to NTI. The purpose of this course is to introduce participants to the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament, NTI, which is scripture provided by and preserved by Foundation for the Holy Spirit or Awakening Together. You guys are familiar with NTI. It was received by Regina, our president minister. NTI is described as a loving or heart-centered approach to letting go of ego. In this class, you will become familiar with key spiritual themes in NTI and practice noticing ego, letting it go, and refocusing on spiritual wisdom. Introduction to NTI will meet on Thursday evenings, September 6th through October 11th, from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The facilitator for the class is Reverend Helen Avery. To learn more or to sign up, look on our website under Retreats and Classes, and Ken has posted that link in the sanctuary. Our next announcement, join us tonight for our Movie Watchers Discussion Group at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This month's movie is Peaceful Warrior. We have watched and discussed this movie previously, but it's well worth watching and discussing again. In this movie, you will recognize themes that we have been discussing in Gentle Healing. The story is based on the life of Dan Millman, a college athlete who meets a spiritual teacher who guides him through the process of letting go of ego. The movie is available to rent on Amazon, Vudu, iTunes, and YouTube. The play sheet, which is meant to direct your attention to spiritual themes of particular interest, is available on our website under Things to Read in the announcement for this month's movie. I'll also say that we have chosen next month's movie, which is also a rerun. It is Brother Sun, Sister Moon, the story of St. Francis of Assisi. We thought it might be fun to revisit that movie prior to our trip to Italy. My final announcement is an update on the Retreat House. As you are aware, we do have a contract on a Retreat House in La Vita, Colorado. We had anticipated closing on that house and taking possession earlier this week. However, La Vita recently had a hailstorm that damaged a number of properties in the area, including damage to the La Vita Retreat House. The repairs need to be made prior to closing. Among those repairs are a new roof. The house needed a new roof. It was 12 years old, so that's actually good news. And we also will get a credit or get them to repair, or in some way the deck will be repaired, and it needed repair. So this is actually good news. We anticipate closing probably mid-October. That is not yet set in stone. Hopefully no later than the beginning of November. We have begun shopping for furnishings, etc., which is a lot of fun. Regina and I have been out doing some shopping for that. I want to remind you or tell you, if you haven't heard before, that our retreat house caretaker will be Cheryl Kaplan. Cheryl will arrive in early November to assume that position. So there's a bit of a delay, but we're still on course. We're very, very excited, and we cannot wait for you guys to get here and see the retreat house. Yeah, those are big expenses, as Kathy points out, so it's actually perfect that it has worked out this way. So, again, we're very, very excited. Okay, now, Lynn will play us a song so we can kind of settle in for the message. So, Lynn, I'll turn the mic over to you.
today I only hear your voice. In deep silence, I come to hear your voice. And to receive your word, I have no prayer but this. I come to ask you for the truth. Let every voice but God's be still in me. Let every voice but God's be still in me. Let every voice but God's be still in me. Father, today I only hear your voice. I come to you to ask you for the truth. Is but your will, which I will share with you. In its stillness, hallowed by His love, God tells us of our will. Let every voice but God's be still in me. Let every voice but God's be still in me. Let every voice but God's.
Thank you, Lynn, for that perfect song. my cat's up here in my face. can't figure out why she can't be on the desk. you're going to have to move. All right, so we'll start with a prayer. And I'm going to start with a request, and that is to ask for the grace to get out of the way so that I can hear what needs to be heard. So that we can share in the truth of this message. There is in reality only the voice for God. And it is this voice that I would hear. Amen. The cat liked the prayer. I'll hear only your voice. Amen. All right. So our reading this morning is by Connie Fraser, and she's going to be reading from the teachings of Inner Ramana, as well as one of our thoughts of awakening. Move, cat. I can't see it. It's under the cat. From Thursday, August the 16th. Thought of awakening number 205. So, Connie, I will turn the mic over to you.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Good morning, everyone. Jacqueline, I'm unclear as to which you would like first. So would you type in the room? Do you want the thought or Inner Ramana first? Okay, that was the order you gave. Thank you. This is from Inner Ramana, page 7 and 8, The Purpose of Surrender, February 13th, 2009. We are going to learn not to listen to the mind. We are going to learn not to listen to the mind. First, by listening to another voice, which speaks through the mind, but does not speak from mind, for mind, or with mind. This voice can see mind, and it sees all that mind sees when it looks through mind, but it is outside of mind, so it is not confused about reality. This voice speaks through the filter, so its knowledge can be interpreted for those who still listen to and believe the filter. But this voice is not confused by the filter that it uses. This is the purpose of surrender: to be guided by a voice that is not confused when you are still at a place in mind, a level of vibration, where you can be confused or not confused. In this state, the only way to ensure you have not stepped into confusion is to consistently check with a voice that isn't confused and ask it what you are to do now. The question, what am I to do now, is not just a question about activity. Although physical guidance is within the realm of guidance given by this voice, the question, what am I to do now, also includes, how am I to see this? How shall I listen? How shall I be now? What am I to hear? What would you have me know? What is my perspective as given by you? How shall I respond? What shall I think? What would you have me see in me that I am not seeing? The question, what am I to do now, is a fully inclusive question in which the one who perceives himself as having a separate body and separate mind turns that seemingly separate entity over fully and entirely so that no seeming independence can be said to remain as separate and on its own existence. This is the idea of being fully plugged in and running on the power of another or one that is greater. But this perception of running on another is only held to as long as the perception of possible independence persists. Once that perception has died, the possibility of perceiving another to surrender to has died also. Once that perception has died, the possibility of perceiving another to surrender to has died also. I had to read that again. And then, so the next reading is Thursday, August 16th, Daily Contemplation, Thoughts of Awakening, number 205. Be still. Be silent. Listen without thought. Creation is of mind, so it matters where the mind dwells. The mind may dwell with thinking, which teaches one lesson, or it may dwell with listening, which teaches another. Obedience is not to be feared. It is to be embraced, because obedience is merely the retraining of the mind to listen. To listen is to love. The creation of experience comes from choices made in the mind. The creation of experience comes from choices made in the mind. Thank you, Jacqueline. Letting go of the mic.
Lovely. Thank you, Connie. I texted Connie half an hour ago and said, can you also read this? So, cat. thank you, Connie. I really, really appreciate it. I got to tell you that these Sunday gatherings are getting harder and harder to do from a person perspective, because we send these we send our topic and our reader to Ken, who posts the announcement prior to the so you guys can see it, so you know what you're signing up for when you sign on Sunday morning. You'll know what our topic is. But I had so little idea about what I was going to talk about that all I could do was give Ken the name of the topic. I couldn't give any description because I didn't know what this was going to look like. And when I say it's getting harder and harder to do from a person perspective, it's because I absolutely cannot prepare. I think, well, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to think about that, what I'm going to say, and nothing comes. So I'm sitting before you this morning, surrendered to what will come. And I will start by saying that it was very clear to me in last week's gentle healing homework, and I'm sure it was clear to you as well, that the one point of all of the thoughts of awakening and the commentaries was listen. Listen. You know, it talked about obedience, but the point of the obedience is to listen, to give up dependence on the thinking mind as your source of authority. And the only way to do that is to quit listening to our own thoughts and to listen to the voice of true authority. And we do that by doing exactly what this thought of awakening number 205 says. Be still. Be silent. Listen without thought. And we all know how to do that when we do our meditation, when we do our awareness watching awareness. You know, if a thought comes up, we don't listen to it. You know, we might for a minute and then we go, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be meditating. But it's a practice that we do when we sit down to meditate. We learn to get still, to be silent, and to listen without thought. And what the teachings of Inner Ramana encourage us to do is to do this whether or not we're on the meditation pillow, to do this all of the time. I see, I just saw Regina typed, yay, I guess that's because Because I didn't prepare or couldn't prepare. It's funny. Yeah, so if I've done nothing else this morning, I've redirected your attention to the teachings of Inner Ramana. It's a powerful little book. And it's just what the doctor ordered for me right now. And so I asked, well, a few days ago, maybe Wednesday, okay, what's his reading going to be? And it came that the reading was to be the purpose of surrender, so from Inner Ramana. So I grabbed that. I'm like, that's only 2 pages. What the heck am I going to talk about? And I did, look at this a little bit last night. And, Tom arrived yesterday, by the way, and that took up most of the day, just getting settled in with Tom. When I woke up this morning, it felt very, very clear, the message, the import of the message. It became, and I'll tell you, it became less clear as my mind started to fill up with thought. Of course, all of my thoughts are about, this terror. Oh my God, I'm going to have a microphone in front of me and I have no idea what I'm going to say. I don't know how it's going to come across. And as Inner Ramana tells us, these are all I thoughts. What am I going to do? How am I going to uphold this image, right? Whatever image that is. Somebody who knows something, I guess. And so, again, I woke up with such clarity on this message. And as the mind began to fill with thought, the clarity began to fade. And that's exactly, Tom's still in bed, Lynn. He's a late sleeper. But I'll tell him you said hey. But as it says right here in the Purpose of Surrender on page 7 of Inner Ramana, this is the purpose of surrender, to be guided by a voice that is not confused when you are still at a place in mind, a level of vibration, where you can be confused or not confused. And that was certainly my experience this morning. Before the mind began filling up with thoughts, I was not confused. I had perfect clarity, wordless clarity. But that is not always my experience. And so, the way to return to the experience. Experience is probably a bad word. The way to return to clarity is what is said here. In this state, the only way to ensure you have not stepped into confusion is to consistently check with the voice that isn't confused and ask it what you are to do now. And I have spent a lot of time with this little book. Tom and I used to read it daily, a couple of years ago, when we lived here in Pueblo before. And I just say that to say that this is striking me in a new way now. I wanted to pay homage to the idea that. That I was listening you know, that I'm asking, okay, what am I to do now? And the truth is, sure, I can ask the question, what am I to do now, which includes these other questions that Connie just read to you. But then, you know, I want to, like, sift through the answers or maybe not have heard the answer or, you know, it seemed like I never get still enough to be with the answer to what am I to do now. Get still enough to surrender so I could really hear the answer. And it's not important, and that's a funny thing, it's not important that I'm like, you know, take perfect dictation. Now, what was that answer? And how do I do it? What's important is that I do surrender, that I let go of my dependence on the thinking mind as the authority in my life. Thought of awakening says, creation is of mind, so it matters where the mind dwells. So the truth is, while we want to contrast obedience with independence, the truth is we're obedient to one thought system or another. And again, thought system is those are that's a throwback to A Course in Miracles. Hostage to ego or host to God. But we're always either running on our thoughts or we're surrendered. Creation is of mind, so it matters where the mind dwells. If we're listening to our own thoughts, we're continuing to create the world that we know, the world of illusion. Our thoughts cover up the truth. And if we're listening to our own thoughts to tell us what to do and what to think and where to go, then we're going to get more of the same. So it does matter if I continue to listen to my mind as authority. So the call is to be still, not just in meditation. The call is to be still, to be silent, to listen without thought in every moment. And that sounds like an impossible task, a Herculean task, right? Oh my God, how am I going to do that? My mind's always full of thoughts. But the point is to remember to ask. And I'm remembering to ask because by turning to the voice that knows, by turning to the voice for God, I give up my allegiance to the thinking mind. I give up my dependence on myself as authority. And we fear this obedience because we believe that we believe it's death, the death of my independence. I'm not going to let somebody else tell me what to do, something outside of me tell me what to do, or even something inside of me to tell me what to do. I'm going to make my own decisions. But if you make your own decisions, you're going to continue to get the same results. So it's not important that I'm a perfect hearer. And by the way, as one of the thoughts of awakening said, everybody hears the same. This is not a special talent only given to Regina Dawn Akers or Eckhart Tolle. Or whoever, whatever else authority you want to point to. There's a truth inside each one of us that will direct us. And there's no special skill. You don't have to do this for years. You just have to be willing to turn in another direction. To turn from the thinking mind as authority. And it does matter because creation is of the mind, so it matters where the mind dwells. So, losing this attachment to the mind, becoming less dependent on the mind, will change our experience. Total detachment is awakening. There's a quote in here somewhere in a Ramana that says that. I don't know that I can find it. But this is what we're looking for, you know. Oh, I'm seeking an awakening. I'm seeking enlightenment. That is surrender. That is obedience. That is listening. Total detachment. Totally letting go of the attachment to what the thinking mind says. That's it. That's awakening. Simple, right? We resist this because of the way the word sounds, right? Obedience. Huh. Be obedient. I don't want to lose myself. Isn't that funny? Because I know in my own experience, I mean, that's what I say. Oh, okay, I don't want to, you know, I want to let go of the personal self. I want to know the truth of myself. All the while, I'm tightly clinging to this idea of independence. But this idea of independence, this is what makes the illusory world go round and round. This is what creates conflict and pain and suffering. And letting go of that attachment is what allows us to experience the peace of just being. That's the obedience that's being called for. That's what we're being asked to do, is to just let go of all of that and just be. And we begin to let go of that by signaling to ourselves that we're no longer willing to listen to the voice of independence. So again, it doesn't matter if you get it right, if you're like, Holy Spirit, what should I do? And you can't hear anything. You think you can't hear anything. It's merely turning in that direction. It's merely being willing no longer to run on your own energy. As it says in Inner Ramana, this is the idea of being fully plugged in and running on the power of another or one that is greater. But this perception of running on another is only held to as long as the perception of possible independence persists. So this idea again is, look, all we're doing is we're tweaking this a little bit. We're tweaking where you go to, what you rely on. So it seems like obedience. It seems like a giving up of independence. But it's just a turn. It's just, you know, and A Course in Miracles talks about the miracle being this slight, this slight change in perception. And this is it. It says, once that perception has died, the possibility of perceiving another to surrender to has died also. So see, you're not giving up anything. You're giving up the illusion that you're independent. That's the basis of everything, this I thought, this belief that there's an I here and a you there. That is the separation. And so if you're listening to your own thoughts, you can only be perpetuating that separation. You can only be perpetuating that conflict and pain and suffering. And so it seems as if we are giving our authority to another. The truth is we're returning it to its rightful source. So obedience, surrender, listening, this is just a mind training. We're just learning to do this differently. You know, we talk about beginner's mind and the I don't know mind. I don't know. What I know perpetuates illusion, conflict, suffering. This is why I turn to a seeming other. This is why I surrender. This is why I ask, what am I to do now? How am I to see this? How shall I listen? How shall I be now? And the other questions that are given here. What am I to hear? What would you have me know? What is my perspective as given by you? How shall I respond? What shall I think? What would you have me see in me that I am not seeing? So it's nice, you know, to read these two little pages in the teachings of Inner Ramana. They sound nice. They feel good. But this is the practice. This is the willingness to have a different experience. This is the willingness to give up the thought that says, oh, I know how this works. I don't know how it works. I know that if I continue to believe that thought, I'm going to continue to get what I've been getting. Conflict, pain. Again, as it says in The Thought of Awakening 205, obedience is not to be feared, it is to be embraced. Because obedience is merely the retraining of the mind to listen. So, you know, we talk about our goal of awakening. We talk about tools and tips. You know, letting go of the personal self. I mean, you know, I come on here once a month and talk about oh, here's a great trick. Here's a good tip. Do this. But it's all for this reason. It's all to get us to listen to the voice that knows. And that voice is not other than ourselves. It seems other than ourselves because we're used to listening to, you know, the guy that knows, right? But this is the practice. This is the daily practice. This is the moment-to-moment practice. You know, it does matter where the mind dwells. Where does the mind dwell? If you look and you look honestly, you'll see that your mind is dwelling on thinking. And this thinking is always about this I. What do I need to do now? And you it's funny because that's the same question, right? What am I to do now? But that is the question we normally ask of the mind, and the mind has lots of answers for you. Some good, some bad, some work out well, some don't. But the point is not how it works out. The point is, what are you about? What am I about? Am I about having a nice, lovely life, right? And, you know, things would be comfortable, or, you know, fixing this particular problem, or, you know, worrying about what people think about me, or how I'm going to come across, or am I going to have anything to say? But if I'm doing those things, my mind is dwelling within illusion. So that's why, you know, Inner Ramana gave Regina the mantra, I am that I am. There's no special significance in those words. It's just a device to redirect the mind, to keep the mind from being, from doing what it normally does, which is dwelling in the stories, thinking about the stories, and continuing to create illusion. A moment ago it came in the mind, it's like it's like quitting smoking, which I haven't done yet, but you know, instead of reaching for the cigarette, you reach for the gum. It is a retraining. It's a way of being. It's learning to be without thought. In the Thought of Awakening, it says, to listen is to love. To listen is to love. And you know, we get so caught up in this idea of love and how do I be loving. And but it's just like the Course told us, you know, it's all about removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence. Those blocks are the thoughts that I think. The blocks to the awareness of love's presence are the thoughts that I think. And I am addicted to those thoughts. And I continue to think those thoughts. And by letting go of that addiction, by letting go of that attachment, I experience love. I experience the truth of who I am. So, for me, the challenge, is to take this off of the meditation pillow. To take this out of, oh, now I'm going to sit down for 20 minutes and journal with Holy Spirit. To take this into everyday life. To quit relying on myself and the thinking mind as my own authority. That is awakening. And I will read you a couple of quotes that I pulled out of Inner Ramana at 11:30 last night when I went, oh my God, I don't have anything to say. But let me read them to you. Thinking acts as a blanket that covers self. Thinking acts as a blanket that covers self and hides it completely from view. Thinking is a block to the awareness of love's presence. It's really quite simple. We're gonna throw the blanket off. How do we do that? By listening, by surrendering to a voice that we're not always listening to, that we're not particularly used to listening to. It's just that shift in perception. Inner Ramana says of the mantra, I am that I am, you are using the mantra to let go of thoughts because they have no real importance. This is what keeps This is what, you know, this is what we stay focused on. Thoughts, thoughts, thoughts about this. How am I going to fix that? What am I going to do next? Thoughts, 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 right? And it's just a distraction. Awakening is really realizing those thoughts have no importance. So what am I going to do instead? I'm going to be still. I'm going to be silent. I'm going to listen without thought. So when the thoughts come up, you know, you've heard the term neti neti, right? Not that, not that. When I recognize that I'm caught up in thinking mind, I'm going to give up the desire to be there. I'm going to say not that. The mind is going to want to think, Inner Ramana says, but an inner response to this desire as soon as you notice it is most helpful to awakening. Just give up the habit. Just don't pick up the cigarette, right? Inner Ramana also says, surrender of the common practices of the day, such as what to eat and what to wear, when to sleep, what to say, and when to speak. Surrender of such practices is letting go of ego, because ego indulges itself, its sense of self, through ordinary practices such as these. These are the days of our lives, folks. This is what we're using our time for. It's time to turn from the voice that tells us it knows what's best for us. I mean, it may or may not have a good result, but who cares? I mean, we talk about the end result of, of listening to the other voice. And learning to live in the flow and all of these esoteric thoughts about, you know, why I should quit listening to the thinking mind. But the truth is, this is what we're here for. This is the practice. This is the process of awakening. Letting go of the thoughts that tell you who you are, that tell you where to go, what to do, how to respond. All those sound familiar, right? Those are the questions that Inner Ramana would tell us to ask, but ask of a different voice. You will, I recognize in those questions, I ask those questions every day. But I'm asking those questions of the thinking mind. Oh my God, what should I do now? How do I solve this problem? What did that mean? Right? I ask those questions, but I'm not, but I'm not asking the right one. I'm asking the thinking mind, who will gladly answer those for me. And it will continue to ensure that I continue to have the same experience that I'm having, which is living in a dream, which is listening to thoughts that mean nothing. The willingness to turn and hear a different voice. The willingness to surrender what I think is in my best interest. The willingness to surrender those thoughts that tell me how they're going to keep me safe. The willingness to surrender is awakening. So I highly encourage you to go back and look at last week's commentaries, to go back and look at last week's Thoughts of Awakening, to go back and look at the teachings of Inner Ramana. It's all there. This is the path to awakening. Awakening is awakening to the realization that my thoughts don't mean anything, that my thoughts cannot make me happy, that my thoughts cannot protect me. Awakening is realizing that I don't want those thoughts, that I don't want that way of being. That way of being is simply a distraction from my true being. I do want to awaken to the truth of my being, and I do that by turning to a different voice. With that, I'm going to turn this over to Lynn for closing song, and Kim will also post a link on the board that will give you an opportunity to donate to Awakening Together. As you know, we operate on donations, and we appreciate your support. Let me turn this over to Lynn, and thanks for letting me share.
Something more than my two eyes could see, and I know I can no longer live in false reality. Thank you.
Wow, Lynn, thank you. I love Johnny Rivers. I have never heard that song that I'm aware of. That was really awesome. Thank you. So this is the point in the service where it's your opportunity to share. And so I will invite you to do that. Lynn, please take the mic.
Okay, I hope you can hear me. Oh, good, it's working. I have to say, that song wasn't even in my queue. When you send me what you're going to talk about, I just go and look for songs that go with that talk. You know, what I think you're going to say, what I imagine you're going to say. You know, you don't know obviously what you're going to say, and I don't know either. But I put like 10 songs in a queue so that, you know, I can pick one that will match what you're saying. And there were so many of the songs that I picked that I could have played. And yet, when I was listening to you, honest to God, Jacqueline, I heard this in you that this is what's happening to you. That's happened to me, that's happening to us all. And I just had to go get that song and play it because it is a total reflection of exactly what I just heard from you. It's perfect. And I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. And I do love you. And yeah, Johnny Rivers, that's an old song from when I was a kid. I love it. Anyway, letting go of this mic, thank you once again.
Thank you, Lynn. That's very, very powerful. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for being so present. And I love you. And here's Regina. I'll let go of the mic for you, Regina.
Yeah, thank you, Jacqueline. And you know, a couple times during your talk today, I heard you say that you're already asking those questions. It's just that you're asking the mind, you're asking yourself. And I actually thought that, you know, that's simple. So it's not like you have to learn the questions. You just have to direct them to, in effect, you know, at least the way I experience it, a different part of the body. You know, like I find intuition comes from, you know, the core. Right, you know, some people might call it the gut, some people might call it the heart, but it's a feeling that comes from the core of the body rather than the head. So it's kind of like just pointing the question in a different direction instead of up towards the head. Okay, what is it that I'm going to do now? It's down towards the core, you know, the heart, the gut, the belly, right? What am I going to do now? And feeling for that, right? And so it's very, very simple. It's just going in a different direction. And again, I think what trips people up is not expecting the answer to come from them, you know, expecting the answer to come from some being outside of them, you know, when actually you know, it still comes from us because, of course, we are consciousness, we are reality, but it comes from us in a different way. Right? That's the whole thing. It comes from us in a different way. It doesn't come from our thinking that's going to analyze and figure things out. It's just that feeling of what to do now without any kind of story. Yeah, Dairy Queen. That's it, Connie. That's exactly it. So yeah, I thought it was very simple. You already have the questions down. So instead of asking from the head, from thinking, just ask from the core of the body and see what it gives. All right, and I appreciate everything you shared this morning, and I appreciate that you're unable to plan. I think that's perfect. And so now it's just letting go of. I still heard a little, you know, like angst about the fact that you're unable to plan. So it's just letting go of the angst. The unable to plan is in place. All right, bye.
Thank you, Regina. I don't have anything to add to that. I'm amused when you comment on my distress. Thank you for that. And Kathy, please take the mic.
Good morning. So you touched on the idea of independence and shared from your own personal resistance to, you're not boss of me, or you can't tell me what to do, or I need to rely on myself, or all of those things that some of those of which are mine as well, because I certainly do notice a resistance to this idea of being dependent. And so, like I shared last week on Wednesday in my program in the afternoon, I had this thought come to me that, based on Michael Singer's first chapter, where he instructs about noticing that voice in your head if you haven't noticed that yet, or identifying it as something that's not you, or feeling the victim of it, or all the ways that it seems to be a not me and a something else within me that I'm listening to, as opposed to it all being the same. It's all coming from me. So if there seems to be a me and a me that's listening to another voice, there's a dependency going on. At the same time, I'm claiming this wish to be independent. And I'm not independent at all, at all, at all, at all. If in fact I'm listening to and seemingly being obedient to this other voice, which is not an other voice at all. But you see what I'm saying? It's like, and it was just like such a bizarre, relationship as I contemplated that and looked at how strong is my resistance to this idea of being dependent, being dependent. And to have that be reinterpreted as, or used, that dependency on seemingly this other voice that seems to be a not me, having that same dependency be repurposed, if you will, for the purposes of remembering self. And so sometimes I ask, in the noticing of that dependency, while that ego trickster is still claiming to be this independent, get her done kind of gal, I ask, as I notice that, for that to be repurposed towards full remembrance of myself. So I just wanted to share that. I'll let the mic go. Thanks.
Yeah, that's great, Kathy. Thank you for sharing. That's perfect. We're fooling ourselves. We think we're being independent. Okay, Connie. Okay, your hand was up and then it went back down. Again, thank you for sharing, Kathy. Connie, please take the mic.
Thank you, Jacqueline, and everyone. Thank you for a wonderful message. Can everyone hear me? So I guess people, yes, thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you for the music. It's been wonderful. So, Jacqueline, I was thinking as you were talking about, not planning, I thought, that's so funny because, I had you for the classes, and what I really enjoyed most about your classes, I think, was just your, there's a spontaneity and a freshness that just really comes through and your laughter. And that tickled me more than anything. And I just, that had an effect on me more than anything. Just your willingness to just really kind of shoot from the hip sometimes, and for lack of a better term, and really it's following guidance, I guess. But anyway, that thought came to mind. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the question. You know, I really appreciated when you said when we ask that question, that can be where the ego trips me up, in the sense that my mind wants to run in and rush in and give an answer, or I'm too impatient to wait for an answer, or I, you know, the ego starts creating thoughts like, well, you're not going to know what the answer, you're not going to recognize the answer if you get it anyway, kinds of things. But I really loved how you pointed out, you know, we had the thought of the awakening that went with it, that, you know, first, what came to me is, first I have to align, first I have to be still. You know, who is it that thinks I'm thinking? I am that I am. And then once I align, then I can ask the question. But then the key for me is to stay aligned, you know, not let the ego rush back in and create more confusion. And it's very helpful what Regina said, direct it to a part of the body that will help maybe anchor it for me a little bit more. But that's been my experience with asking the question. And I really appreciate, Jacqueline, you pointing out too, that the key point is that we're willing. You know, we're willing to ask the question, and really that's the biggest point. And then not to worry about the answer. The answer will come as long as I stay out of my way. So that was all very helpful, and I really appreciate it. Yes, willingness is the key. Thank you. And I'm going to let go of the mic then. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Connie, for sharing. Thank you for reading this morning. Thank you for reading what I sent to you at the last moment. yeah, and I appreciate that you brought the point back up. The answer really doesn't matter. Whether I hear the answer perfectly really doesn't matter. It's the willingness to turn and hear a different answer. Yeah. So it looks like we are at the end of our service. Jay, I see that you have raised your hand. Tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Lynn to play our closing song. And as you know, we have a half an hour after the service to share. But for those people who need to get on with their day, Jay, you went completely away. But at any rate, let's play this closing song, and then okay, good. And then you can have the mic after that. So thank you, everybody, for the opportunity to share and to teach what I would learn. I love you all.
Trouble on my mind, heartache after heartache, worried all the time. I forgot that love existed. Then I saw the light. Everything all right. Oh, Socrates and Plato, they prayed to the sky. Everyone who's ever loved, everyone who's ever tried, if my heart could do, I thank God. Well, my head began to feel. It's truly real. Da-da-da.
of my heart. Then I turned my brand new leaf and made a brand new start. Oh, if my heart could do my thinking, yeah, my head began to feel. Well, I look upon the world anew, and I know what's truly real. What's truly real.